John Finley, sworn in for the defendant, 100th to testify. I was formerly master machinist and assistant superintendent of the pencil factory. I have known Mr. Frank about 5 years. His character was good. Cross-examination. I am now superintendent for Dittler Brothers. They are not related to the Franks. I left the pencil company about 3 years ago. I have never heard anything about women going up in the factory after work hours. Mr. Frank and I usually left together about 6 o'clock. Mr. Frank went to lunch usually about 1 o'clock. I would sometimes work at the factory all Saturday afternoon. I did that most of the time that I was there. The elevator box was kept closed when I was there. I generally kept one key, and we kept one key in the office. The rule was to lock it and keep one key in the office. It has been left unlocked. The elevator doesn't make much noise that I know of. It doesn't shake the building, not when I was there. The wheels on the top floor are closed in on the fourth floor. You might be able to see them on the fourth floor if you stand on the west side of the elevator. They didn't make any noise. The power box don't make any noise. Redirect examination. The motor makes a tremendous noise. You can hear it and the shafting anywhere in the building.